And as it is, I started growing up through the company, and I went from being a trimmer. At the time, we were called trimmers, not stylists. But I was a trimmer, and I did move downtown after 2 years at North Park, and I started doing all the table settings on the fourth floor in gift galleries and dressing mannequins. And then I became the assistant window person, and there were 32 windows in the downtown store. We changed them every 2 weeks, and there were two people in charge of windows, and we had one person in charge of fashion. And we did quite a lot. We took a lot of risks, and yet we nothing was more important. Nothing was more important to us. You know, our lives didn't matter. Nothing mattered, but making sure those windows opened, and we had to do it in a day. The only time we could keep the windows closed longer than a day was Christmas, when we were doing something special. But the windows had to close in the morning and open back up in the evening, and we had to keep it going. It's interesting to see how. I mean, I didn't apply for any of the jobs I got at Neiman's as I worked up through the company, because I think people either thought I was crazy or so incredibly devoted that if they gave me an assignment, there's no way I wouldn't produce. And so I just kept getting these opportunities one after another. I became the window director, and then I became the assistant manager of the department, and then I became the visual manager of the downtown store. And I was put in charge of events, and or working with the PR department for events, and it was very exciting. I really enjoyed the responsibility. I felt a real boost to my ego and also to my prestige. I felt like it was a position of great importance, and I understood that, and I respected that, and I was glad to be a part of such an amazing company that had been around for a long, long time. So many companies didn't last and sort of disappeared into the darkness, but Neiman's survived the depression. They survived, you know, all these things, and it was wonderful to be able to work with all these people you'd read about, and you know, and work directly. Like, I worked directly with Stanley Marcus.